Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents East of the Mountains by David Gooderson. Chapter 1. On the night he had appointed his last among the living, Dr. Ben Givens did not dream, for his sleep was restless and visited by phantoms who guarded the portal to the world of dreams by speaking relentlessly of this world. They spoke of his wife, now dead, and of his daughter, of silent canyons where he had hunted birds, of august peaks he had once ascended, of apples newly plucked from trees, and of vineyards in the foothills of the Apennines. They spoke of rows of Campanino apples near Montedello Torraccia. They spoke of cherry trees on river slopes, and of pear blossoms in May sunlight. Now on the roof tiles and against his window a vast Seattle rain fell ceaselessly, as if to remind him that memories are illusions. The din of its beating against the world was in perfect harmony with his insomnia. Dr. Givens shrugged off his past to devote himself to the rain's steady cadence. But no dreams, no deliverance, came to him. Instead, he only adjusted his legs. His bladder felt distressingly full, and lay tormented by the unassailable fact that he was dying of colon cancer. 3 hours before first light in the east, wide awake and in defeat, he turned on his lamp, put his feet on the floor, and felt the pain bearing down in his side that plagued him through all his waking hours. He felt it where his colon, on the left, made a turn before dropping toward his pelvic cavity. If he pressed his hand into the flesh there, it produced a sensation of irritability.